In this video, I want to give you an overview about how you go about getting free traffic via Instagram and Pinterest. Now let's talk about Instagram. Instagram is a social network that revolves around pictures. And it's about being personal and keeping people up to date with your activities. And it uses hashtags in a similar way to Twitter. Now let's look at Pinterest. With Pinterest, you create mood boards from a collection of images. And you can share these boards with the world, or you can keep them private. There are a number of similarities between the two applications. First of all, they're both smartphone apps. They both revolve around images. They both can be used to drive traffic to your site for free. They're both good for businesses that focus on the visual or creative side of the web. They're both more popular with women than they are with men. And they're both more for building your brand rather than from direct sales, although you can make some direct sales from Pinterest. Okay, let's talk about Instagram. Instagram is all about sharing pictures, so it's imperative that you learn how to take good photos. Because if you take lousy pictures, it's going to give a lousy impression and people are going to think that you have a lousy site, that you offer a lousy service, or you sell a lousy product. So you want to learn how to take good photos before you start using Instagram. Now, the objective on Instagram is to allow your fans and followers a glimpse into your lifestyle so that they can feel like they know you. And this will build your brand loyalty and your authority. And it's going to make you more likable, and that's going to increase the chance that someone will visit your website through curiosity and ultimately buy something from you. And while the objective here is to provide an honest insight into your lifestyle, though, remember that you also want to appear to be knowledgeable. And if you're promoting a certain lifestyle or a product, then you want to imply that this actually works. Now, Pinterest works in a slightly different way insofar as you're going to use your images together rather than separately. And a lot of people will use Pinterest primarily for researching ideas and getting inspiration. So if they enjoy interior design, graphic design, fashion or fitness, it's likely that they'll have lots of boards relating to that topic. What's more, they'll probably be following some other boards created by big brands in those areas. Now, of course, your objective is to be one of those brands that people follow. And this is a prime opportunity to show off your products, your services, and your website. You shouldn't be too salesy on Pinterest. Like with Instagram, you want to arouse people's curiosity. And you want to vary the types of images and materials that you post on your Pinterest board. Now, there are some key things that you should do on both platforms. First of all, you should post regularly and make sure that you keep posting on a regular basis. You don't want to allow these to go dead. You want to use hashtags wisely, especially on Instagram. It uses the same type of hashtags as they do on Twitter. You want to interact with other users. After all, they are both social networks, and getting people to visit either your Instagram feed or your Pinterest boards has a lot to do with how popular you are on the site, how you put yourself out there. You want to link to your website from both Pinterest and Instagram. And you also want to cross-pollinate with other social media. So, for example, especially with Instagram, seeing as they use the same type of hashtags as Twitter, you could tweet a picture that you've just posted on Instagram, that sort of thing. And you also want to make it easy for other people to share your content. Now, we've only had time to scratch the surface about Instagram and Pinterest in this video. They are both quite complicated platforms, but there are lots of tutorials out there that can help you find out more information. And if you just do a search in Google, you'll find that there's lots of different sites devoted to talking about Instagram and Pinterest, lots of blogs that have useful tips and that sort of thing. So there you go. This is how you can get some traffic via Instagram and Pinterest.